Yeah. Hey. I know. No, I know. I know what's going on. Yes, I understand. I understand. I can recount the best that I can. I'll give you the information that I know and try to remember what happened that night. All I know is Melissa's dead. I think she was killed at the house party that we were at. And I don't know if maybe her boyfriend has something to do with it. Yeah. Yes. I had my rights written and read out to me. I will do the best that I can. It was a Saturday night, and I remember just being really intoxicated, and then suddenly there was just chaos, and I was running out. There was blood on the kitchen floor. And I didn't want to stay any longer, and everyone was frantically calling 911 as they were leaving. I don't want to stay there because I don't know if there was some kind of psychopath that was coming in to kill everyone in the house party. I can recount the evening leading up to. The best that I can, yeah. I don't really know Melissa. I just know her by her name, and she just seemed to know the best parties to go to every weekend. That's really the only reason why I know her, is that my roomie, Ashley, is friends with her, but not even, like, close, so. I don't know what their relationship was like, and I don't know what Melissa's relationship with other people were like, so. Yeah, so Melissa actually drove us out to the party, because we were picking up alcohol, prior to, I think that was around, like, 9 o'clock or whatever, so she calls Ashley and we get ready and whatever, and we run out to the liquor store. I think it was, like, closing. We picked up the stuff. Melissa said she needed to pick up her boyfriend after she drops us off. Get to the party, she leaves, and I don't really recall, like, what happened or what went on and how long it was from when she dropped us off, when she came back with her boyfriend, and when the whole thing kind of just went crazy. I don't remember. Yeah. Of course my DNA is going to be in the house, and in the kitchen, and in her car. I don't know what you're going, where you're going with this. I don't understand. I don't really know her. No, I didn't even touch a knife. I didn't need to get anything. I came to the party with nothing. Except for my wallet and my phone. No, I don't have a carry-on, no. I don't bring firearms with me. I don't even have any, no. What are you saying? You're pretty much saying that I had something to do with this. Like, I had a hand in the murder of Melissa. As if I knew her, and as if I knew anyone. I just knew that she had a boyfriend, and she picked up the boyfriend, and both of them came to the party, and that's it. No, this is starting to sound like a fucking conspiracy. I have nothing to do with her murder. I was freaking the fuck out. And of course I'm gonna run out, because just like everyone else, no one knew who was inside the house and who might be fucking plucking each one of us off one by one. Where are you going? Where are you going? You can't keep me in here all night, no. I need to call a fucking lawyer, that's what I'm gonna do. Yeah, of course I'm upset. I hardly know this woman. I got called in for an interrogation because somehow there's my DNA on a knife in the kitchen that was used to slap. No. This is crazy. This is unbelievable. It's not like you're gonna leave and come back and suddenly I'm just gonna confess, like, oh yeah, that was me. No. What the fuck? I know it's gonna ruin my fucking life. That's why I'm trying to recount. I'm trying to tell you. I'm telling you the fucking truth. I have nothing to do with this murder. Nothing. I feel like this is way too. This is insane. I don't think any further investigation was conducted. And I think you're just looking to fucking cover this up, put this under the rug, and just call it a fucking case. I don't know that one. I don't. I never had any kind of conversation with her other than what's the move, what parties are, you know, what parties are down. Nothing. I don't know her family. I don't know her close friends. I hardly know the girl. Seriously. Okay. No, I'm fine. No. What the fuck? I can't believe this. This is fucked up. This is unbelievable. I can't believe it. Hey. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. No, sir. I understand. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm a little distressed because the detective earlier was saying that I had so much DNA all over the fucking crime scene, and I have nothing to do with this. I was just at a party. And I... No. I don't know the girl. This can't be happening. This can't. I simply think that this is not right. This is... No. What are you doing? What the fuck are you doing? What? What do you mean? There's a fucking camera right there. No, I'm not going to confess to anything. I didn't do anything. I didn't do that. That's not right. You can't fucking tell me otherwise. There was a fucking murder, and it was fucking scary, because it was very close to me, and you are saying that I had something to do with it. You were fucking disgusting. No. I'm not touching you. This is so fucking unprofessional. You're going to fucking hell. That's what. You're going to fucking hell. I'm not saying anything. I'm not going to confess. I'm not going to confess something that's not true. I have told you repeatedly all evening that I don't know this girl. I don't know who she has been in touch with. I don't know anyone in my circle that has anything to do with her. That is of any kind of malice intent. Nothing. I'm not touching you. If this is the way that you get confessions, the system is beyond fucked up. I'm not touching you. Now get that away from me. Get that fucking thing away from me. You know what this is? This is rape. This is illegal. How could you, as someone who vows to protect the public, how could you fucking do shit like this? No. No. You can't. You can't do that. No, you can't. There's no fucking way. You can't say that I'm guilty. It's gonna ruin my fucking life. You understand that? I know you guys are just meeting quota. I know you guys just wanna fucking put this away and put it behind you, but this is wrong. This is so fucking wrong. There's so much ahead of me, and I understand that some other people are not as fortunate as I am, but you can't do this to someone like me. You can't do this to someone that has nothing to do with anything that has gone on. No. No. That happened to me. No, that's so gross. It's fucking disgusting. Fucking vile. This is so wrong. No. I'm not fucking saying shit. I'm not fucking saying shit. If I make you fucking come, will you let me go? Mm. Innocent, I'm fucking innocent, I'm telling you, Please, I'm fucking telling you the truth. I'm fucking telling you the truth. I promise you everything that I'm saying is the truth. There's no fucking lie in it. I don't know her. I've only seen met her a few times just to get a fucking I don't want to do this. This is so fucking wrong. Oh. Leave. Fuck you. I didn't do shit. I don't want to do this. You can't fucking keep me here for fucking days in interrogation, coerced by sexual abuse. No. Please, please don't fucking keep me here. Please. This is all fucking illegal. None of this is right. No. Where are you going? Where are you fucking going? No. You can't leave me here. You can't leave me here. No. You can't. You can't. I need to call a fucking lawyer. I need to call my fucking lawyer. Where's my fucking phone? Where's my fucking phone? I need a fucking lawyer. I need a lawyer right now. I need a fucking lawyer right now.